In March 2021, as the world wondered what the next stage of the COVID-19 pandemic would bring, research company and Glacier Media asked British Columbians about the state of affairs. At the time, 81% of the province's residents declared that COVID-19 was a real threat, while 15% disagreed. Almost 2 years later, with a vaccinated population, the return of commuting and office life, and no major regulatory modifications, the numbers have moved. Right now, COVID-19 continues to represent a threat for almost 7 in 10 British Columbians, 69%, down 12 points since March 2021, while 27%, up 12 points, disagree. It is clear that COVID-19 remains a concern, but at a lower level than 2 years ago. On a regional basis, residents of Vancouver Island are more likely to remain preoccupied about the pandemic, 75%, followed by their counterparts in Metro Vancouver, 73%, Southern BC, 63%, the Fraser Valley, 59%, and Northern BC, 54%. There are some fluctuations in the way British Columbians assess the performance of elected officials and the media. More than half, 55%, down 5 points since March 2021, are satisfied with the way the provincial government has managed the pandemic. The rating is slightly higher for municipal governments, 56%, down 2 points, but lower for the federal government in Ottawa, 49%, down 4 points, the official opposition in Victoria, 35%, up 3 points, and the official opposition in Ottawa, 36%, up 4 points. We continue to see sizable proportions of British Columbians saying they are satisfied with the way their family, 79%, down 4 points, and their friends, 71%, down 2 points, have handled COVID-19. The numbers are relatively stable when the province's residents are asked about the way non-governmental associations, 49%, down 3 points, unions, 39%, down 4 points, and trade associations, 36%, up 2 points, dealt with the pandemic. The biggest shifts are related to journalists. In early 2021, 63% of British Columbians were satisfied with the way television news was handling the pandemic. This month, the proportion has fallen to 52%. There are also noticeable drops for radio news, 48%, down 9 points, and newspapers, 48%, down 7 points. We also asked British Columbians if implementing additional measures to deal with COVID-19 would be justified right now. About 1 in 4, 23%, would welcome the reintroduction of proof of vaccination, certificates, or vaccine passports to access specific venues and locations. Fewer British Columbians believe it would be justified to bring back mask mandates and make it mandatory to wear a mask or face covering when entering an indoor premise, 21%, have capacity restrictions for worship services, concerts and sporting events, 17%, or ban travel to other Canadian provinces, 6%. These numbers differ greatly from the way British Columbians felt at other points of the pandemic. In January 2021, 81% of the province's residents agreed with the prohibition of in-person worship services. In August 2021, support for proof of vaccination ranged from 61% to 77%, depending on venue and occasion. There are some subtle political differences among those who want tougher restrictions. BC NDP voters are keener on the vaccine passport concept, 30%, than residents who voted for the BC Greens, 26%, or the BC Liberals, 25%, in the 2020 election. Ensuring that crowds are smaller at churches and hockey games is more of a priority for BC Green voters, 25%, than for BC Liberals, 22%, and BC New Democrats, 18%. While skepticism towards governments and the media has risen, the appetite to return to the regulations of the past is not as high. For 62% of British Columbians, we are in a different moment and there is no need for additional public health measures related to COVID-19. This leaves 18% of residents who feel we should have stricter public health measures in place to stop the spread of the virus, and 9% who consider the pandemic a hoax that never should have altered our lives. The two minority arguments feature unique quirks. The hoax theory is slightly more popular in southern BC, 25%, and northern BC, 23%, while stricter measures would be welcomed by 26% of BC Liberal voters, 20% of BC NDP voters and 16% of BC Green voters. Our survey shows that British Columbians are now more critical of the way COVID-19 was dealt with, but not to the point of clamoring for the return of mandates and restrictions. The two strident groups that call for change, either in the form of stricter measures or in a complete denial of the existence of the virus, are decidedly smaller than the majority of residents who are content with post-pandemic life. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on an online study conducted on Feb 10-12, 2023, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.